way they pick TV shows is they make one show. That show's called a pilot. Then they show that one show to the people who pick shows. And on the strength of that one show, they decide if they want to make more shows. Some get chosen and become television programs. Some don't. Become nothing.
Welcome to Drop the Pilot, a podcast dedicated to TV pilots that became nothing. I am Jimmy Brown, and today I am joined by, from the Pilot Inspectors podcast, Jen. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
Jen is here to talk to me about Nurses. Not actual Nurses. Written by Samantha Goodman and Andrew Stern, and directed by PJ Hogan, who directed movies such as Muriel's Wedding and My Best Friend's Wedding. So, all the wedding movies. So Jen, what did you think of Nurses?
Oh, it was not the best. If that's a kind way of putting it. This was from 2007. Grey's Anatomy premiered in 2005, and you can see that they were trying. Like, was this NBC?
No, it was Fox.
I don't know why I assumed it was NBC.
It was part of a deal that Elijah Dushku had with Fox. After True Calling. But she only really made this and guest starred in a couple other shows, and that was it.
Well, I'm going to be honest, it's better to me now that I know it's Fox, because Fox isn't always fantastic.
Yeah.
But, clearly they were trying to find their own Grey's Anatomy, and that doesn't work when you try to force something, a show that's based on something else that's successful. And
yeah.
I actually kind of wish I'd rewatched the Grey's Anatomy pilot. Just to kind of compare them, because if I remember correctly, the Grey's Anatomy pilot is a lot better than this.
Yeah, I have actually seen the Grey's Anatomy pilot, and I can testify that yes, it is 100% better than this. I don't even watch Grey's Anatomy. I watched a couple episodes of the first season and couldn't get into it, but yeah, better than this. I think this gives Nurses a really bad name.
Oh, that's a terrible title. It's so generic.
But it also sort of, I think it makes nurses, like actual working nurses, it makes them look bad as well. Because these nurses are supposed to be, they're trying to have it both ways. It's like, these nurses are great, these nurses help people, they're better than doctors, they're more there, they're more, you know, proficient than doctors, blah, blah, blah. They're also sleep with patients and stuff. So, you know, it's like, it's kind of a weird balance that they've got there.
I can't help but keep going back to Grey's Anatomy, but it's like, Grey's Anatomy was successful, and I think they thought, ooh, doctors having sex in a hospital, what if it's nurses?
Mm-hmm.
But it was so in your face. Like, I feel like Grey's Anatomy, and I'm not one to call Grey's Anatomy a subtle show, but it was way more subtle than this as far as, like, the sex. Like, this was just like, these girls are horny.
Yeah, I think Becca, the main horny one, is, I think she's quite problematic.
Oh, yes.
Because she sleeps with men on the floor who give her presents, and she's got them all in her locker. That's a good look for nurses,
yeah.
People in the nursing profession. Anyway, let's get into this.
Okay.
Right, so Eve Morrow, played by Elijah Dushku. Elijah Dushku, I've seen her somewhere before. She was in some sort of TV show about a slayer of some sorts. She's starting off her first day at a hospital. We meet other nurses who stare at male nurses changing. That's, you know... sorry, just one male nurse, Patrick.
Yeah,
and I was watching that scene with the nurses, just sort of watching him undress and watching, sort of swoon over Patrick as he walks in. And I know I'm not the best looking man in the world, but I was watching that and thinking his body's not really, that's not really a, really fit dude. But
well, you have to remember this is 2007, so people weren't quite as ripped as they are now.
Right.
Something has happened in TV and movies in the past decade where, like, you watch Buffy now and Angel seems scrawny.
Yeah.
Right? But at the time, he was supposed to be really buff. And it's something has happened and now they're all jacked. Like, even the guys who are supposed to be, like, quiet nerds. Mm-hmm. And it's very frustrating to me. And it makes everyone who came before look, like, so puny.
Right.
It's so weird. Like, this probably would have played better in 2007.
Yeah, so I'll let that go then, because that's a very good explanation. He doesn't have to be sort of jacked. But yeah, it is quite scary now how just everyone has to be jacked. Everybody. And yeah, Nicholas Brendan and Buffy, when the episode Go Fish, when he comes out in his Speedo, yeah, that would sort of be different today, because women today would be like, is he supposed to be ripped? Or
yeah, it's really different. And but you know what, you actually skipped over something very important. The first shot we see is Eliza Dushku's boots, and her, she's wearing sunglasses, so we know she's a like a bad girl.
Yeah, she's a rebel.
And I so I'm not going to claim that Eliza Dushku is like the best actress in the whole world, but I do think she has some talent, and I feel like I want to see her not play the bad girl for once. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to, and I know that on Dollhouse she got to do different things and it didn't always work, but I wish she could do something different.
Yeah, she's charismatic enough to, you know, she can carry a TV show, but she just, was she a bad girl in True Calling as well?
You know, I've watched it a couple times and I cannot remember exactly what she was like when it started. Because, of course, she's always like, she starts out as either a bad girl or a reformed bad girl.
I think she's maybe the black sheep of her family, I think, in True Calling.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's been a really long time. But you know what? I liked that show. And it got good about 20 episodes in. And by then it was maybe too late.
Yeah, and then it got cancelled. Well, it got a second season.
Yeah, it got cancelled before it even aired. It was very frustrating. And I read what they were going to do, and it was going to be really good. And it would have been way better than Nurses.
Yeah, probably way better than Dollhouse as well, but that's just not getting
it. Anyway, I just wanted to point out they established right away that she is a bad girl.
A large patient starts a commotion, and everyone just seems to go to the room, leaving the front desk empty. I don't think that happens.
Yeah.
In real hospitals, everyone runs to the room. They all struggle to put a needle in the big guy just as Eve enters. She grabs a needle that has fallen onto the floor and stabs him in the arm. The man pushes her, then collapses, grabbing her blouse and ripping it all the way down. On the way down. Just as the big boss man arrives, who also happens to be Eve's dad. Oh no. This is Benny Hill here, isn't it?
It's so awful. And just her in her bra, they're trying too hard to do sexy.
I know. It's like, oh my god, she has boobs. And
once again, I was comparing it to Grey's Anatomy because it felt like that moment to me was supposed to be like when she says dad and she's in her bra, that's supposed to be the big reveal, like when you realize that Meredith has slept with her boss in the pilot of Grey's Anatomy. Right. Like they're like, we need that shocking moment. And it just did not work for me. I knew this probably wasn't going to be good, but man.
Yeah. Later in the canteen, Eve's dad is somehow blaming her for the commotion that happened. Through exposition, we learn Eve's stepbrother, Kurt, is a doctor. Eve tells her dad that she's changed and she doesn't do drugs anymore. She put herself through nursing school. Her dad wants to trust her, so he gives her a plastic cup to pee in, as you do. He wants her to take a weekly drug test. He doesn't want her ruining everything that he has worked for. Her dad is a dick.
Yep.
So this scene, I don't know if we're supposed to feel anything for the dad, because straight away he blames her for the commotion that happened. He blames her for what happened, and she wasn't even there when it started.
Right.
But automatically he's like, my daughter's a bad girl, it's her fault, you know? So that's making me feel like, yeah, dude, I don't like you. You may be right, because they talk about Eve and something to do with her mum. Her mum died, and her mum was dying or something, and Eve didn't talk to her or something.
She wasn't there, I guess.
Yeah, and I understand that, but if you wanted me to feel something for the dad and agree with him in a way, don't get him to blame her for the thing that she wasn't even there when it started happening, you know?
Yeah.
And then giving her a cup to pee in. So later on, Eve is actually introduced to the other nurses. She gets told off by the head nurse, who resents being handed Eve rather than picking her, which, fair point.
Yeah.
She gives her bottom wiping duties. Ugh. See, my mum is a home carer. she goes to elderly people's houses and she does that sort of thing. She feeds them and she, you know, does toiletry things and stuff.
Yeah.
And so this sort of thing wouldn't bother my mum. She would deal, because she deals with it every day. Me watching this when she's actually, when Eve is actually holding a bit of paper with poop on it, I was like, I can't. I know it's not real, but I can't. Can't do poop. I must see a doctor about that. Anyway.
I think there's a reason I'm not in the medical profession, and it's because I can't deal with anything gross. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but that's one.
Other nurses talk about Eve using cell phones while working. That's not a thing, is it?
I don't know.
You're not supposed to have cell phones in hospitals, but all these nurses are talking to each other on cell phones.
I didn't even think about that. You're right. I would assume that's bad.
But even the head nurse, she has one later on. Through various nurses, we meet the patients and find out things like Joe, one of the nurses, has gone through a divorce. Another nurse, Chris, walks into a room and catches a man masturbating to Martha Stewart on the TV. Patrick has to deal with being called gay for being a nurse. So, you know, that's... Ugh. Yeah, get with the times. I know it was 2007, but we'd had shows with... You know, I think the sitcom Nurses from 1991, it was like a... It was around at the same time. Same people who made Golden Girls, I think.
Okay.
I think. Or was it Soap? Maybe. I don't know. Anyway. But 1991, there was a sitcom called Nurses. And they did the male nurse part. ER did the male nurse bit as well. A male nurse and someone calls him gay. This is 2007. And they're still doing that. Gag.
Well, and look, I understand there's probably... I'm sure male nurses do get some from patients, but what I didn't like is, and this is 2007, so they should know better, he seems to be annoyed by it, and maybe he gets it all the time, but I think something that would have played better would have been if he was just like, so what if I am? Yeah. Or just ignored him or something, but he purposefully hurts the patient because the patient says he's, you know, thinks he's gay, and that's problematic on a couple different levels.
Absolutely. You're not endearing me to Patrick. I don't think he's got a good bod, and and he seems quite sort of, you know, he's hurting patients.
Like, you could excuse him hurting a patient if he was a little more ripped.
Yeah, absolutely. Then I would just be thinking about his abs, and I wouldn't be thinking about him hurting the patient.
That's good to know.
We also discover that Margot, the head nurse, actually fancies Eve's dad, because we get her looking longingly at Eve's dad.
Oh, does she? Because I felt like they didn't make that clear.
Yeah, when she does it like another five times or something later on.
She's like staring at his picture. It's really, they think we're idiots.
Yeah.
This pilot was very insulting to my intelligence.
Why? Definitely. So, Becca perves on a patient. She's walking past and she stops and watches him undress. The patient is played by Ryan Quintan. Quintan? Can never pronounce his name. Not I know sure. him, but can never pronounce it. He's from True Blood, but I know him as Vinny from the Australian soap opera Home and Away. She later finds him in the shower, not knowing where he is. So Becca calls for a code blue, which Eve answers. They get him dressed and in bed just before Margot catches on, because she's walking past. Margot's walking past, and Becca says, yeah, he's so hot, while they're helping this man.
Yeah, I had to rewind it. I was really confused about that. He was in the shower, bobbling incoherently, and they're talking about how hot he is.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It is so weird. And I didn't understand it. It was very upsetting. And I feel like I'm not a nurse. I've never worked in a hospital. But, and I'm going to assume, sure, nurses maybe, you know, occasionally find a patient attractive. But I seriously doubt they act like this.
Yeah. Professionalism is, you know, key here, I think.
And once again, it's like, it's the Grey's Anatomy thing where I'm like, well, the big thing was Denny. Like, Katherine Heigl's character fell in love with Jeffrey Dean Morgan's character. But that was like, she shouldn't have been doing that because he was a patient. And also, that storyline made me want to hit someone. So that doesn't, like, for some reason, people are obsessed with that. And it, I'm just looking at this and I'm seeing all these notes where, like, I just assume that an executive was like, well, they did this on Grey's Anatomy and people liked it, so do this now.
That whole storyline with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, does she get, like, in trouble for, like, seeing a patient at all? Does anyone even mention it that it's wrong?
I think she might get in trouble. It's been over a decade, right. So I don't remember. I just remember him showing up and me being like, he's going to die. And then everyone was shocked when he died. And I was like, well, he was always going to die.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan, so he's going to die.
Yeah, he's always dead. Sometimes he's dead before the pilot of a show.
So, but here, Becca apparently sleeps with every single man on her floor. And doesn't get into trouble for it. So, you know, they're trying to be like a sexier Grey's Anatomy where she doesn't get in trouble for having sex with someone. And ugh.
Well, and she introduces herself as the troublemaker, which really bothers me. I think she said troublemaker. I don't remember exactly what her wording was. But who introduces themselves like that?
Yeah.
That's sloppy pilot exposition right there.
The guy, Owen, has a doctor who just so happens to be Eve's stepbrother, Kurt. Kurt is played by Brett Dalton, who later went on to star in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's how I know him. I watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So Kurt and Eve bicker while checking Owen, who is complaining of a headache, which again isn't very professional. Kurt says that he's given him all the pain meds that he can. Kurt orders a psych eval, but Eve disagrees. Kurt says the man is a junkie, and Kurt is also a dick. So I'm just going to skip over the part where Becca is just drooling over this patient and asking if he's married. We're going to avoid that part because I'll just get angry because Becca is terribly written. Later, Joe and a cancer patient that we saw with earlier talk about Joe's ex-husband. And then the patient tells Joe, I think her name's Peggy. Peggy tells Joe that she hasn't seen her son, Kevin, for a long time. But what's done is done, blah, blah, blah. And this is also sort of problematic, this storyline, but we'll get into it later.
This storyline has one thing I will defend. I mean, we'll talk about it later, but it has one thing I'll defend in this pilot.
No, okay, no problem. We'll get to that. I might even agree with you. Later, Eve is at her locker, and Chris asks if she wants to go drinking with her and the others. She agrees, but doesn't have anything nice to wear. Chris says rich old men are always buying Becca crap, and produces a sparkly dress from a locker. So Becca's just got all this nice stuff just in her locker. That can't be right.
That's really weird. The whole thing is really weird. And they're buying her this dress?
Yeah, I mean, the first time we see Becca, she's showing off a new watch that she got from someone because she slept with him. And it's like, why hasn't she been fired?
Also, it seems as though she's some sort of sex worker.
Yeah, I don't, exactly.
I do have a problem with the fact that, like, the like, one woman of color they have on this show, mm-hmm. she's the one who's, like, the incredibly problematic character. Mm-hmm. That never sits well with me either.
Well, there is another woman of color, but she's very rarely in it, so you could be.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, the night nurses are. Yeah.
She's very rarely in it. And she's sassy, so there's another.
Oh my God,
stereotype for you. At a local bowling alley, Patrick is singing karaoke, and the others are supporting him, not by being backup singers. just supporting like friends do. Eve enters wearing the sparkly dress, but it was a setup. She's very overdressed for the bowling alley because it was set up earlier that it was supposed to be a bar, I think. Chris never mentions that it's a bowling alley. She just says the name of the place.
She says it's like a trendy place.
Yeah, so. So she's just setting it up. Chris is actually surprised that she wore the dress, which is odd. Because there was no reason to suspect that she wouldn't wear the dress.
Also, what kind of hazing is this? This is a really lame hazing.
It is.
Yeah, they're terrible at hazing. And I also, Chris, maybe it's just because Sarah Rue usually plays a very nice character, but she just didn't seem like the kind of character that would be doing this to someone else. I might be bringing baggage into it because I've been watching Sarah Rue and things for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And she's usually nice, but she didn't seem to me to be the hazing type.
No, but they did mention that when Eve is going to the locker and before Chris approaches her, someone says, we should maybe do to the newbie what we did to Becca on her first day or something. So this is something that they did with Becca as well. So maybe it's just the same dress.
But it's so weird because she just happened to, Eve was the one that mentioned that she didn't have anything to wear.
Yeah, that's true.
So it seemed to me like this was an improvised hazing, that they were planning on hazing her, but the dress thing just kind of came up. I was a little confused there.
Yeah.
I don't think they thought this through when they were writing this.
That's why it didn't get picked up. The ladies bet that Eve will run away, but she sees this because they're speaking very loudly and she can hear them. And she defiantly walks over to them, getting attention from men and causing Patrick to stop singing. Things get a bit tense between Eve and Joe, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Well, I'll go very quickly through this because it means nothing, but Joe and Patrick are a thing. They're kissing at her home. Her ex-husband enters. Patrick defends Joe against the ex-husband and tells him that he wishes he was there for his wife's first orgasm because it was awesome.
That was pretty good. I liked that.
But that's the scene. That's the entire scene. So... next day at the hospital, Becca says that Eve passed the test and offers her a place to stay, which is nice. They then talk about Owen. Eve wants to get him an IT scan. A CT scan, sorry, I can't read more writing. How can a C look like an eye? I don't know. Because he's not a junkie. Becca suggests she talks to the Bats, a group of, and I quote, nasty geeky guys. Eve charms the Tom Lenk-looking one because he's played by Tom Lenk. Tom Lenk, for anyone who doesn't know, was also in Buffy. He played Andrew.
And I'm going to be honest, whenever they were on screen together, all I could think about was how pissed Andrew was when Faith ate his Hot Pockets. And it just, all I could think about in the scene was Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
That's all I could think about because it's one of my favorite things in the whole show is Andrew being upset about Faith eating his Hot Pockets. So it's not that I couldn't buy him liking her because the actor is gay, because I actually, I can. But it's that I couldn't buy that he would be with her because she took his Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
This is how much Buffy has gotten into my head.
I know.
That it really affected me.
Joel calls the cancer patient's son and leaves a message. So there you go. That's a quick scene.
Well, No. I want to talk about that for a minute.
Okay, carry on.
It was a weird scene. And I thought it was interesting because she calls and the person she speaks to, like Kevin's secretary or whatever, sounds really confused or I can't think of the right word, like nervous or she seems put off by the fact that she asked for Kevin. Like, it's clear that she knows who Kevin is, but she sounds a little confused about why somebody would be asking for Kevin. There's something to that scene where I was like, what is happening here? I don't really understand. And when you see what happens later, that scene actually plays really well, I think.
Yeah, I think she's actually talking to Kevin.
Oh, was she talking to Kevin?
I think she was
talking
to Kevin.
Oh my god, I'm so slow. I didn't even register that. You're right.
But she was looking for Kevin and she got a woman's voice.
Yeah, well that's why I thought it was an assistant or something. Oh my god, I watched this thing twice and that didn't even occur to me. Yes, she was talking to Kevin.
That's what I think anyway. I may be wrong, but that's how I saw it.
Well, this is their more subtle storyline in the pilot.
Yeah. Well, they're allowed one. Eve is seeing a therapist, Dr. Richmond, played by Carlos Bernard from 24, another one of my favourite shows. They used to sleep together, but Eve says that it can't happen again. This is a pointless scene as well. Carlos Bernard, I think he would have been a regular, so they just had to give him his scene in the pilot, and we just had this. And just to establish that they two had slept together before.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it didn't really bring anything, new to the...
It didn't fit. I didn't think it fit in the episode. That's like an episode 2 thing. And I think you're right. I think it is just they had Carlos Bernard and wanted to put him somewhere. Mm-hmm. But The exposition in this whole pilot, like all the exposition, is just terrible.
It is a very poorly written pilot. It is very badly written. And you can tell that, I never mentioned it earlier, but the two writers have hardly written anything else.
Yeah, and they have credits on Return to Me, which is a movie I actually really like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that was kind of disappointing. And but there's several writers credited for that. So for all I know, they didn't do the final script. But
yeah.
I was surprised to see a movie that I actually think is really good on their resumes.
The resumes of maybe three things.
Yeah, it was total. About three things.
Eve goes to Becca's place and lets herself in. Becca is having very loud sex for apparently a very long time. Eve just goes straight to bed in this flat that she's never been to before. Lo and behold, Becca's having sex with Kurt, who Eve sees naked, much to her disgust. Why is Becca doing this? Because she invites her, and in the exact same night she knows that Eve's going to turn up, she's banging her brother?
I don't know. I think she's just so horny, she's not thinking about it.
You think?
I think that this character, the only thing they've given us about her, really, is that she's very, very horny.
Yeah.
I actually, at first I assumed that maybe they'd been sleeping together for a while, but then it was clear that it was just that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still unclear. They alluded to the fact that, like, she might have slept with him to kind of keep them from getting in trouble for what they were going to do the next day with the CT scan. But once again, they're still really unclear about what happened there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on half the time on this show.
Because it seems to me that it may have been another sort of prank. Because the timing of it is, after the prank with the dress happens, Becca says, that, you know, well done, you passed the test, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you come and live with me? And then she plans to have Kurt sleep with her in her apartment and the same night she knows that Eve's going to be there. So I think maybe it was another sort of hazing ritual, maybe.
See, I didn't even think that, but, I mean, it could be.
But it's not clear.
Well, she said that Eve could bring her stuff by that night. Maybe she didn't expect her to stay?
Yeah, maybe she didn't expect her just to lie on the bed and cover her ears with a pillow.
This whole pilot gave me way too many questions that I don't really give a shit about at the end of the day.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have watched the second episode. So.
Well, you know what? Let's be honest. I might have because I love Eliza Dushku.
Right, okay. So if this get picked up and it ran for, say, 22 episodes, how long do you think you would have gave it? If this kept to the same quality of this pilot?
If it kept to this quality, I might have given it one or two more episodes.
Right.
I'll give some time to some shows. Now I would not. Now I do not have the time for that. There's too much quality television right now. But in 2007, I definitely would have given it a couple episodes. And if it had gotten better, I would have given it more. But it's, since I'm not a fan of the writers, because, like, you know, Dollhouse wasn't fantastic from the beginning, but Joss Whedon was like, oh, I did what the network wanted for 5 episodes, and then I went and did my own thing. So I gave it 5 episodes, all my friends quit, and then the next week it got better. But right. That's, like, Joss Whedon, right? Like, that's kind of, and I had warning. This, with this level, maybe just one, I think. But I'm pretty loyal to her, so.
Yeah, the thing about these pilots is that if they get picked up, there would have been more writers bringing their own sort of voices to it. And then maybe the characters would have improved anyway. So, you know, that would have been... I probably would have gave it another couple of episodes because I like some of the actors in it. Obviously, I didn't know many of them in 2007, apart from Eliza Dushku and Tom Lenk. Chris is married to a cop who's pressuring her into having a kid.
This was, out of all the main characters, this was the most interesting storyline to me. I think because they didn't give it much time, so they couldn't really screw it up too much. I like this character, and they laid it on a little thick in an earlier scene when you see her listening to rounds and, like, she's answering the questions. I'm like, oh, she wants to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, you know, her husband wants to have a baby and she is thinking about maybe being a doctor, that is interesting to me. It was a little more subtle than everything else. Everything else was so in your face. This one was just, they didn't, you know, have a scene where she's just like, I wish I was a doctor. I can't believe that, you know, my husband wants to get me pregnant or something stupid like that. Like, this one was better.
It's never actually said that she wants to be a doctor. That's actually, it is well done when she's standing outside the room listening to Eve's dad give a lecture or something on something, and she's answering the questions to herself. That's actually quite a good way of showing that she wants to be a doctor without actually saying, I want to be a doctor.
Well, it's a good way of showing it, but it also is frustrating for me because knowing, you know, having known some nurses in real life and then having watched shows like Scrubs, where they really do talk a lot about the dynamic between nurses and doctors, that scene didn't play as well to me just because I felt like we were supposed to think, oh, she has that knowledge, so she should be a doctor. But really, it's just that probably all the nurses have the same knowledge. Like, what I've learned is that nurses really, you know, they are unappreciated and they do, you know, make everything run smoothly. And they have a lot of knowledge and are underestimated by doctors. So that scene didn't play as well to me because it just didn't seem that unique to me that she would know that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, the way that they do it is that no one in the room answers the question.
Well, and what are they all doing there? Why
exactly.
don't they know?
They're all supposed to be doctors because they're all wearing the white jackets, and none of them answer the question, but Chris does, albeit to herself. So that's what I liked about it. I understand what you mean, though. That is, yeah. Now that I think about it, you know, she should have known that anyway. It's not really a trick question.
Well, and I guess while we're on the subject, let's just talk about the fact that they lay it on so thick, the fact that the doctors have no respect for the nurses.
Yeah.
They're just insulting them to their faces. And I like the idea of a show about nurses in a world where, you know, most medical shows are about doctors. And maybe there's a nurse here or there. It is nice to see a show about nurses, but I mean, Scrubs really showed that you can do this in a better way, showing, you know, how important they are. And that's a comedy. That's a sitcom. Mm-hmm. And they do a really good job of showing us how unappreciated they are. And in this, it was just like the doctors just seem to think that the nurses are trash.
Yeah. Does that sort of thing happen in Grey's Anatomy as well?
I don't remember. I haven't seen an episode of Grey's Anatomy in over a decade.
Right.
So I'm going off very distant memories.
Okay. Becca and Eve are taking a wheelchair-bound Owen to the MRI department, but have to hide to avoid Margot, who almost catches him but just stops to look at a picture of Eve's dad. She straightens it and just stares at it, and it's really quite weird.
It's sad. That's what it is. I thought it was very sad.
Yeah, yeah. Owen is getting his scan, and Andrew is hitting on Faith. Tom Lenk, technician, is hitting on Eve. Kurt enters and catches him. But it's very strange, that scene, because he just walks in and does what he normally does. He walks in, looks at the computer screen, and doesn't realise who's in the room straight away.
It was really weird. The blocking in that scene was really weird.
Yeah, because Eve sort of, she slinks into the darkness, but Becca is still standing there with the technician. And she can be seen from when he enters the room, when Kurt enters the room, but he doesn't see her until he realises whose scan he's seeing. It's really strange. And then he switches on the light, and then that's only when he can see Eve, because she's hiding in a dark corner. It is very weird. Kurt tells Eve that she's just a nurse, leading to Becca to chew him out for it, as she should.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt says Becca slept with him, so he wouldn't fire her if he found out. She says that she did it because he was the last guy on the floor. That's actually a funny line, but it's still sort of, yeah, this is kind of problematic for this character, just sleeping with everyone. Because does she sleep with the patients as well?
I mean, since she was trying to switch to the hot patients room, like, I'm going to guess yes.
Yeah.
But, and the thing is I do like seeing a character that's just like a female character that just wants to have sex, that just, you know, is comfortable doing that. But not with your coworkers.
Yeah.
It's so unprofessional. It's like my problems. I just want to make it clear. Like, my problems with the storyline is not the woman's sexuality. It's just who she's choosing to sleep with.
Yes.
And they're so open about it. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like on Grey's Anatomy, yeah, they're all sleeping together. And eventually, you know, everybody finds out about these things. But they're at least a little quieter. I really think that, like, somebody told these writers what they liked about Grey's Anatomy and what they wanted for the show, and then they just wrote it.
Yeah.
As many problems as I had with Grey's Anatomy when I did watch it, Shonda Rhimes is way better than this show.
Yeah. I'm currently watching a a new Shonda Rhimes produced show, For the People. Mm-hmm. It's a law show.
Yeah, I saw the pilot for that.
Yeah, I'm currently watching that because we're just getting the first season in the UK and I'm quite enjoying it, actually.
I really liked the pilot. There's just too much TV and yeah. I didn't keep up with it. But I really love Britt Robertson.
Yeah, me too. I think she's a great actress, yeah. She's very likable. Joe lets Peggy's son in to see her, but the old woman is angry because her son isn't her son anymore. And we get some transphobia. Even with the look that Joe gives, once Joe realises she's got sort of a disgusted look in her face, which is kind of, I mean, 2007 and all, but, you know. But they do make up in this scene, though. That's nice. I do like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, The thing about the storyline is, first of all, I was shocked to see the storyline because this is 2007. Mm. In 2007, we are not talking about trans issues. We are not, most people don't even know what transgender means. So I was impressed that they did that storyline and I felt like they actually did it pretty well, mm-hmm. considering how badly written this pilot is. When it comes to transgender storylines, especially the further back you get in TV, it can be so incredibly problematic. And I looked up the actress who played Kevin. I don't remember her female name. But Alexandra Billings is a trans woman. And I was very impressed that they actually cast a trans woman as a trans woman, because that's still an issue today where they're not always casting trans. I mean, that was she apparently was on Transparent at one point, too. And, you know, Transparent had a lot of problems because Jeffrey Tambor, even though people liked his performance, they were not happy that they cast a man in that role. Mm-hmm. And so for it to be 2007, for them to not completely screw up a trans storyline, but then to also properly cast that character, that I was actually very, very surprised by.
No, that's great, actually. Yeah, I didn't know.
that's the one thing I'll give it credit.
Yeah, I thought it was just a man. Just pretending.
And I was really curious because when I first saw her, I thought, you know, oh, well, there's a woman. And then once I realized what was going on, luckily earlier than Joe did, mm-hmm. Joe was very slow, although I thought that was kind of perfect. I was like, oh, I don't actually know, which is, I mean, that's not something we should necessarily be thinking about in our everyday lives. But when watching TV, I am very concerned about how they're casting these things.
Yeah.
This show, it's like it did this one thing better than most shows still do.
Yeah, so well done, nurses. You get a thumbs up for that one. But you get the middle finger for everything else.
Yes. Yeah, and they, you know, they do make up pretty quickly. But I did, that was fine. You know, it's a pilot. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's a one episode storyline. That was fine. I'm sure that's probably realistic too. I mean, like the fact that she came to see her mother. I know that these things sometimes get wrapped up, like it seems quickly, but it's after years of heartache mm-hmm. and not talking. But it did seem a little quick. But I'm so happy with how they handled the rest of it.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to complain about that.
Because the way it finishes up, when they just start like shouting at each other then laughing about what they say to each mm-hmm. other, that seems as though that could have been something that would have been resolved years ago.
Well, and I like the thing about the mother. I love the thing where the mother blames her for her father dying. It's just like he was in a car accident, but he was on his way to pray for you. That was a funny exchange,
yeah.
I thought. I mean, it's horrifying, but it's
yeah.
funny.
But then the daughter laughs. And, you know, just at the absurdity of it all, and then everyone laughs, so yeah. Margot is giving Eve crap and tells her that they're a team, which means nothing to Eve. Later, Eve calls a code blue on a man who's stopped breathing, and nurses band together to save his life. And the other nurses now respect Eve. Yeah, there you go. That was quick.
Yeah, the sloppy ending to the show is, you know, oh, nurses are a team and they need to get along and they need to be friends. And it's like, that was the lesson we were supposed to learn, but it was just, it felt kind of tacked on almost at the end. Oh, and I do like her reason for wanting to be a nurse. I like that it, you know, she had like a real personal reason mm-hmm. and it had nothing to do with her father or anything. Like I feel like towards the end, there were some nice little moments.
Yeah.
And they're nice moments that are essential in a pilot to get you to come mm-hmm. back. But everything before that was just so awful. And, you know, I watched this twice today because I had a bad morning. And so I watched it again. And honestly, I zoned out the last 10 minutes.
Right.
I was not that into it.
So at the bowling alley, eating Chrissy's birthday cake, waiting on her to arrive, Eve tells Becca and Joe why she wanted to be a nurse. She OD'd one night, and it was with the help of some really cool nurses that she survived. So, yeah, I do quite like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a really crappy pilot, we're kind of liking quite a lot of moments in it. I can't state enough, people, watch this on YouTube. It's not good. But, you know, we're just trying to give credit where credit's due.
I always have to find the nice moments.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm watching it and I'm just thinking, if this were airing, what would bring me back? And a lot of it was towards the end. And a lot of it is, you know, like Eve saying why she wants to be a nurse. Because I was kind of wondering throughout the episode how she got there.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't like in that scene is somebody, I forget who it was, but somebody said, "Bet you wish you could have a drink now." And I'm like, let's not laugh about alcoholism. Yeah. Like, these people did not seem to take her not drinking very seriously.
These nurses, these people in the medical profession.
There were a lot of little things like that that made me just not like the characters.
Yeah, I didn't really like Becca or Joe much. But yeah. Eve's dad is chewing out Becca and Eve, but Eve takes all the blame, so Becca is told to leave. And Eve's dad tells her that Owen had something wrong with his brain after all. Eve was right, much to Kurt's shock. I quite liked his reaction, and actually zoomed in on him when he realises that she was right. The incident will stay on Eve's record, but it is up to her to change... it is up to her charge nurse if she is to be fired or not. The dad tells Kurt not to let a nurse save his ass again.
But it also, it's frustrating because it's like her dad has no respect for nurses.
Yeah.
Like, no one has any respect for nurses.
But he also doesn't really have any respect for Kurt either, so I do quite like that. The dad just doesn't seem to like anyone.
The dad's a dick.
Yeah. I wonder if the dad and Margot would ever have got together.
Well, and that's the thing I was wondering, like, and is it just that she has a crush on him?
Yeah.
Or has anything actually happened?
Yeah, or is she a stalker?
We also, you know, we haven't talked about the fact that they keep bringing up the doctor's only dining room.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a big issue for the nurses. And we'll never know this, I'm sure, but I predict that if this had been picked up and gone on for a season, by the end of the season, the nurses would have been allowed in the doctor's only dining room. I think it would have been a thing. They were obsessed with it, and, like, apparently there are just trays of food in there that you can just take.
Mm-hmm.
It was so weird.
That would have been plot point in the season finale, that they would have eventually been allowed in, or maybe even the series finale if it got a few seasons. Kurt takes all the credit with Owen's parents. Margot tells Eve that she has bought herself another week. Peggy refers to Kevin as she, which is really sweet, but then she dies. Eve gives her dad the pee sample that he wanted and tells her that she'll always regret what she did regarding her mum, and she's going to make being a nurse work. She gives him salt and pepper shakers for when he eats his own words. which he seems to appreciate. Leaving to go to the bowling alley to meet her new friends, Eve gets a text from Margot saying she is short on night nurses and she needs her, so Eve turns back into the hospital to do some more working.
Oh man, that was bad.
I mean, we did find a couple of things that we liked about it, which is good. Which we did sort of find positives, which I quite like. That just makes this podcast better than just trashing it all the time.
I'm always able to show you the good side of the podcast. And, you know, this is my third time to be on this podcast. And this is the first time we've watched something completely original.
Mm-hmm,
because the first time it was Not Another Teen Show. And the second time it was Clarissa. So I already came in with, like, history and baggage and affection for these things. And it was kind of nice to watch one and just be brand new to it. And not, like, the only baggage I had is that I like Eliza Dushku. But I don't worship her or anything.
Right.
I just kind of like her energy.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, this was refreshing. And it was refreshing to because, you know, I watch pilots for my show that, you know, go on to at least get a few episodes. And it was refreshing to watch a pilot that just didn't make it to air.
Yeah.
It's like, the networks are making some decent decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, this one we'll give Fox. We'll give Fox this. They didn't let this go to air. Because there isn't even any credits or anything, so it was never aired. And there was a sort of weird number at the bottom of the screen, mm-hmm. 934, yeah. I think it said, all the way through it, which is weird.
It doesn't make up for all their other mistakes, though.
No, it does not. Firefly! Anyway, shall we wrap up, or do you have any final thoughts? Or?
Just that it made me want to watch True Calling.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Yes. That would have been a good tagline for it. Nurses, it makes you want to watch True Calling. It makes you want to watch anything else.
Yes.
Anyway, that's all we have time for. I'd like to thank Jen for joining me again. It's always a pleasure. And I'll see you next time.